Blackstone presents A Harvest of Ash and Blood by DJ Malay. This book is read by Theo Solomon. This one's for Tara, who has somehow managed to make me look like I know what I'm doing. And the voice said, "Take the ash and eat it." So I took it and ate it, and it was bitter in my mouth. But it gave unto my body great strength, and to my mind all manner of understanding. And from the strength of my body and the understanding of my mind, I gave strength and understanding to all the men of the world. And the voice said to me, "This is your work, to give to the many what you reap from the few." And then the flame of the light of Feor that had been unleashed from the flesh and bone of the burned man ascended into the heavens, and hung upon the firmament like a star. And the voice spoke again, this time from the star, saying, "My light I bring to you, my light I give to you, light unto light, go and do the work I have given you." Ephesians Revelation. Chapter 1. Hard to measure where a man's life takes a swerve from the common to the uncommon. For Lachlan Thatcher, it may well have been the moment that he stared the girl right in the eye and wondered when they were going to burn her alive. He stood as though struck dumb, right there in the middle of the shit-stinking streets of Bransport, across from the gated courtyard of the House of Dreads. His stomach was all slithering eels, and he couldn't tell if it was from too much drink the night before, or from the image he had in his head of that girl screaming while they rendered her down to a mound of ash. Strange how you can know that something is coming from a thousand glimpses of it in the distance, and still be surprised when it flattens you. This was a reckoning, and it had been a long time coming. Every evening at dusk he'd glimpsed it coming, when the city's burners started belching smoke, and Lachlan would find himself cringing as he walked through flurries of sootfall, wondering if he would hear the screams of the Dreads as they burned, wondering if he'd recognize his daughter's screams in among them. Yes, he'd seen it coming then, and he'd ignored it. His head pounded, sweat tickled his eyebrows, smelling of barley spirits, mouth sour and gums tingling from too much skaif. He didn't know how long he stared at her, that slim, pale face, with her white blonde hair hanging limp.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?